They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
What are you doing tonight?
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Never a chore. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbow.
Right, right.
Gay.
All right. Osmonds are rolling there, so we must have some Craig Wilson coming up.
Very good.
Tying everything together. Let me see. Tomorrow on the show, all for our first Pick the Pros Until They Scab and Bleed of the year. We're going to have our friend King George Michael will be on picking the games with us tomorrow.
What a great way to start the season.
Cool. Plus tomorrow, the Wheel of Holly.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, we've got over 2 weeks of Holly Morris when we were on vacation.
That's a lot. Has she been out and about?
Yeah. Holly Morris Swedish Dance Festival.
Yes.
All right.
Holly Morris Bolivian Dance Special.
All right.
Holly Morris with Festival Clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Morris with Dinosaurs.
Oh, I like that.
Holly Morris learning how to tap dance.
Oh, see, all the dancing segments. She gets all manic for those.
Holly Morris plays banjo.
Right.
Holly Morris on a choo-choo train.
Oh, the choo-choo.
Holly Morris at a golf tournament. Holly Morris screaming at Mike Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. We'll play it tomorrow?
We'll do that on tomorrow's episode.
Very good.
Plus tomorrow, we'll be doing something pretty special when we do a Regis segment.
Oh. Yeah, we haven't even mentioned his 20th anniversary.
No.
They've been celebrating that on the Regis and Kelly Lee Show.
And we'll be celebrating tomorrow in our own unique way and in a different way, I think, than you've ever heard us celebrate Regis before.
I think it'll be special.
But Foist, this is a nice way to tie everything together. We talked about music today with Mike Anthony from Van Halen, and we talked about our former boss who had his gay wedding. And,
right.
And we talked about music, and now we're back. We're back to gay.
Wonderful.
We're back to Craig Wilson.
Full circle.
This is one that was in the USA Today, I believe, 3 weeks ago today.
Wow.
His offering of the past couple of weeks, simply not thick enough.
Very good.
This one's good, though.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I'm reading this right from the transcript of UFA Today. The final word. By Craig Wilson.
Life can be fleeting, but looking good is eternal.
Luthy, who's been called the mother of all mankind, the ape who stood up, and the holy grail of anthropology, was on vacation in Texas.
She made her premiere at the Houston Museum of Natural Science over the weekend and will tour 9 other U.S. cities. Not bad for an old dame.
For those of you not up on your anthro, Lucy is a 3.12-million-year-old skeleton from Ethiopia, thought by many to be the missing link of evolution, one of mankind's earliest ancestors.
She is the oldest, most complete, and best-preserved fossil of any
erect, walking human ancestor ever found.
At 3 feet tall, she probably weighed 60 pounds and is named after the Beatles song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds,
yes,
which was played during a celebration of her discovery in 1974.
We visited Lucy last year while on vacation in Addis Ababa. She is the star at the National Museum there. Did I say the name of the town, I mean the country properly?
Addis Ababa.
I think so.
Addis Ababa?
Uh-huh.
Addis Ababa. Addis Ababa. Ababa. She's the star at the National Museum there, of course. And I have to say, she looked pretty darn good for being older than 3 million years. My goodness.
That's what my partner Jack said, too, when we stood there.
Bravo.
Oh, Mike, just wait. There's so many. We've not even hit a bell yet. There's so many good things in this column.
Very good.
That's what my partner Jack said, too, when she stood there looking at her laid on the table. She looks good.
The second he uttered those words, I found myself back home at Smythe's Funeral Home in Lindenville, New York, where open caskets are still the order of the day. And mourners' comments always revolve around how good the deceased looked.
I remember my grandfather. His favorite pastime was to make the rounds of funeral homes. On a good day, he could hit three or four. It mattered not that he didn't know the deceased. It was an afternoon outing. He paid his respects.
After his rounds, he'd stop by the house and report in. And without fail, he'd comment on how good someone looked.
But they're dead, I would remind him.
Yes.
That fact didn't seem to bother him one bit. They looked good.
I also remember when my dad died.
After getting over the shock of seeing him in a casket, I remember thinking, didn't look good. Something was wrong, other than the fact that he was dead. I couldn't figure out what it was.
As mourners came and went.
Oh, you're the big winner.
Paying their respects.
You run ahead. Look at this. You're the winner on this paragraph.
It finally dawned on me. His lips were wrong.
Oh.
Too big. Too brown.
My brother and I agreed. It wasn't his shade. Not that we ever knew Dad had a shade. So we told the funeral director.
He toned down Dad's lips during a break in the crowd. And we continued on.
Hey, looks good, don't you think? My mother said after the makeover.
I was in New Hampshire this summer, having dinner with friends. One of them, a funeral director.
Huh.
He's a party animal, isn't he?
After drinks and dinner in the family quarters upstairs, I was given a tour of the funeral home's art collection downstairs.
It was late and dark, and before I knew it, I was face to face with a man who couldn't make it to dinner that night. He was laid out in the front parlor.
I'd never met the guy before, but I have to admit, he looked good.
The final word by Craig Wilson.
P.S. Huh? I had sex with the dead man.
Oh, dear. Yes.
No, the P.S. was not there.
His lips are wrong.
No, you're
too big and too brown.
You're the winner. My dad, after getting over the shock of seeing him in a casket, remember, my dad didn't look good. As mourners came and went, paying their respects, it finally dawned on me. His lips were wrong.
Way too big and way too brown. Yes, siree.
My brother and I agreed it wasn't his shade. Mm-hmm.
That's what my partner Jack said, too.
And where's that place that we went to visit? It was in Addis Ababa.
Addis Ababa. Lucy, the holy grail of anthropology on vacation in Texas.
You know, there's a lot of questions about young Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Young Craig, when he was growing up on a Sunday afternoon, would be driven by his grandpa to funeral homes.
But the nice thing when he's talking about Lucy, the find of anthropology, 3 feet tall, about 60 pounds, which is the same dimensions as Craig Wilson himself.
Exactly.
3 feet tall, 60 pounds.
Coincidence?
And he's the oldest, most complete, and best preserved fossil of anybody at USA Today.
Before I knew it, I was face to face with a man who couldn't make it to dinner that night. Mm-hmm. It was laid out in the front parlor. It was so sexy.
Isn't that wonderful? Come on over to the funeral home, have some dinner, and then I'll give you a tour of our art collection.
I'll tell you something. I'll make your lips brown.
You
come over here one time, and those lips will turn as brown can be. What can brown lips do for you?
How do you think it looks after the makeover? Yes, liver and onions. Lovely.
He's something, ain't
Dawn it? Of the Dead.
All right. Oh, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
That's what time it is. Yeah. God damn it. It's
there
time,
he is.
It's time for news and comments.
Yeah.
Are you going to talk about Charlie Sheen?
No, not this evening. No.
All right. Well, then I would just mention
please
it
do.
And, because I love the update on Charles Sheen.
Mm-hmm. Is this with the Denise Richards torturing him again?
Yes. Yeah. Here's what Denise Richards says today. Here's the brand new thing. Papers fired today. Mm-hmm. Charlie Sheen still exhibits inappropriate behavior and conduct.
What?
His attraction to underage women and his sexual explicitness on the internet, including walking around the house revealing his private parts.
Oh, my God.
Charlie.
Hmm. Well, didn't she pull all this before on him?
Yeah.
This is new stuff. I mean, this is a recycling of the old
more
stuff.
Of the same.
She is also now claiming today that she witnessed Charlie Sheen hit the dog, and she said that the kid says that Charlie Sheen threatened to hit her, too.
I mean, who hasn't taken a poke at the dog once in a while?
One of them is a guy named Charlie.
No, Don. You don't understand.
He yells and curses. Hey, Charlie.
Because I'm free. And you didn't mention Tom Petty.
That's true.
Your lips don't look quite right. They look a little brown, Charlie.
Too brown and too big.
Not your shade. Charlie.
I've been eating ice cream all day.
Put your private parts away.
Why?
One of them is a guy named Charlie.
Shut up!
All right, Buzz's news.
I love the news.
Coming right up with
I don't understand it, but I love it.
We were just talking about another guy named Charlie, Charlie Sheen. Uh-huh.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, but he doesn't spell his C-H-A-R-L-Y. Right.
With the R spelled backwards. Duh.
One of them is a guy named Charlie, which I think is kind of ironic. I know OJ's saying that someone named Charlie killed Nicole Brown, and he kept calling him Charlie.
Wrong. Hey, can I give a shout-out?
Sure, Charlie.
One quick shout-out?
Sure.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my man, Joe Ottinger. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
That's my favorite tape.
We'll be right back with Buzz's News.
Duh.
This is the Don and Mike Show.